Nagel Middle School teacher Courtney Van Osdahl wanted to teach her 8th graders about personal checking and savings accounts. Who could she get from the community to come in and talk? Tweeting or posting on Facebook may get a response, but would it be the right person? Would that person be local, and would they get back to Courtney in a timely manner? So she turned to a new online engagement platform called Circle. She posted, and less than 30 minutes later, she had her contact. Zimmerman and Company CPAs.
I personally think the convenience factor was what helped made it really easy as well, because how would I have found Ann Zimmerman to come in and share this really unique experience with my students? Again, 20 minutes later, she had posted back to me, and that would have taken me a lot longer to actually drive out in the community and try to get leads of who I could bring in.
Founder, Cincinnati entrepreneur Tarek Kamil, says Circle connects people.
You would sign up and you would choose to support whatever schools you want to support. So you might have a kid at Nagel. Say, I want to support Nagel and maybe AIR and Turpin or wherever your kids are. And then you will start to receive communication on your schedule. So you could get it instantly. So if 5 teachers post at Nagel that day, you're going to get 5 emails. Or you could say, I want one at the end of the day. And no matter what happens at Nagel, you get one. And you get to see everything that's going on. And it's a great opportunity for you to say, I can help with that. I can't help with that. I know someone. It might not be me. It might be my cousin, my brother-in-law, my sister.
Ann Zimmerman said she could help with Van Osdahl's class.
And we've done some programs in the school before, but it's more or less us saying, okay, we're available November 10th. We'll come in and teach your kids. Well, it doesn't necessarily fit into the curriculum. So we wanted to change the driver so that the businesses weren't driving it, but the curriculum and the students were driving it. And that's where Circle came in.
In fact, Zimmerman hooked up with a bank for the checkbook registers through Circle, and then the work-study coordinator for Forest Hills was on Circle and volunteered to have students cut out the checks and laminate the debit cards. Forest Hills School Superintendent Dallas Jackson was on board right away. He says one of his passions is making connections, not just with the business community, but with the parent community.
The minute we begin speaking about this in any kind of organization or with our teachers, the people want to get involved.
Teachers like Danielle Kripe acknowledge other speakers make the class more interesting.
So I think it'll be really a great experience for students to see someone besides a teacher's face in the classroom. Not that they don't love us, but to be able to make those connections outside of, you know, who we are, to see that it's not just us being the know-all in the classroom, that there are other people in the community they can tap into as well.
Like Ann Zimmerman, who handed out fake checkbooks and debit cards and gave the 8th graders the choice of cars and apartments based on a possible career.
Regardless of whether you use a checkbook or not, you're going to use a bank account as you get older, and you're going to have to make choices and know how to manage your money.
Noah Breitenbecker was on the ball when it came to savings and checking.
I would probably try for surgeon just because I want to be as financially secure as I could. And I'd probably go for the Kia Rio just because it's fairly gas efficient. So even though there'd be a car payment, it wouldn't be too bad for gas.
Forest Hills says it will continue to use Circle. Madera City Schools is also staying connected with the online engagement platform. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.